All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We're back, guys, and it is time for more Night Shift Nurses. This is the last we're doing of Night Shift Nurses for this week. I don't sound great. I've been having some rough bouts of sleep. I'm trying to get off of sleep aids. It is not easy, and you're just going to have to bear with me. But I will do my best. Because I promised you guys I would stream. So we got to about 2:10. And then I'm done. Alright, let's get started. Yes, in regards to that issue, I shall refer to the doctor's orders then. I head to the doctor's office and find Eiko and several other nurses giving reports on the day's work. See what happens. Hi, you look busy. I call out to Eiko during a pause in the meeting and she nods back awkwardly. Hey, why the long face? Don't you like me? That's... I wouldn't say that. Then surely you wouldn't mind chatting to me a little. I don't mind, but I... Watching Eiko desperately try to respond, her head tilted down, I can feel my sadistic urges stir. Just as I'm thinking of teasing her more for a bit of fun, I hear someone call Eiko from across the room. The nurse is calling me, so I... Tch, she slipped through my fingers. The nurses should be heading home soon. As for tonight... Test prep! Okay, I think I'll go with this experiment today. Hee hee, now all that's left is to call her out and wait for lights out. Jeez, this real work business is tiring. I stretch trying to loosen my stiff shoulders. Where shall I go? Ah, I know. The plan is to build a special ward. I've thought about it a few times, but something doesn't sit right. It sounds like a dream to me, but it just isn't realistic. I can't help but think that Narumi's stringing me along. I doubt she'd come out and tell the truth, but I guess I'll try asking. I head for the director's room. Let's see, is Narumi here? If she is, how do I broach the subject? As I stand there lost in thought, I hear someone coming. The person passes straight by me, making no attempt at eye contact. What a shady guy. A bigwig from somewhere? Over my shoulder... It says I look. That word's not there, but I'm adding it. I look over my shoulder just as the man enters the director's room. Now I think of it, that guy. I've seen his face somewhere before. Who is he? I can't remember, but I can't quite shake that feeling. I could take a sneaky look. I open the door ever so slightly. Long time no see, Doctor. That's Narumi. She was in the room, huh? It sounds like she's talking to the guy from before. I widen the crack a little further. Through the gap, I can see Narumi and the man sitting on opposite sofas. How have you been? The man reclines arrogantly as he asks the question. Ah, very well, thank you. Narumi replies with impeccable manners. Her attitude is like night and day compared to the naked ambition she showed when she asked for my help. Glad to hear it. You're a talented executive after all. The man seemed pleased as he praises Narumi. Profits at this hospital have been rising since I put you in charge. I'm proud to have recommended you. Oh, I didn't realize Narumi had it in her. She's hardly recognizable from our student days. Thank you very much. Narumi takes the compliment in stride and flashes a dazzling smile. She seems full of confidence. She couldn't act like that if she wasn't. By the way, about the plan we talked about, how's it coming along? The man gives Narumi a knowing look. the plan? Could he be talking about Narumi's special ward? That's going well, too. Narumi's smile takes on a bewitching aura. As planned, I appointed a genius in such affairs to the role. In which case, the genius she's talking about must be... me? A genius, huh? Not bad. Narumi, you know your onions, huh? Really? I shall look forward to that. I'm counting on you. A lustful smile appears on the man's face. I remember now. That guy. I thought I knew him from somewhere. If I'm not mistaken, he's one of the Medical Association's directors. He's a professor at the University Hospital. I caught a glimpse of his face at some conference a while back. Obviously, I've never actually spoken to him, just seen him at a distance. I see. Even the chairman's in on the plan. If someone as important as him is involved. I thought that plan must have been something Narumi made up, but this looks like it might actually be for real. I guess I'll act as though I believe Narumi's story for the time being. I straighten my body, lost in thought. It's too dangerous to trust her completely, but as long as I'm always ready to make a run for it, I should be fine. At the very least, with this kind of backing, there's no need to hold back. I may be able to take bolder action. Well, not that I've been holding back so far. I gently shut the door and leave before I get caught. I finally call Eiko out. Even so, this is that slow-witted girl we're talking about here. I'm pretty sure this should work. I imagine everything should go to plan, at least up to the halfway point. As I think about countermeasures for any possible problems, I hear the door open. It's Eiko. Excuse me. Eiko enters the changing room. She approaches me, a tense look on her face. No surprise there. She's alone with a man she doesn't want to be with, and in a place like this. Doctor, there's something you wish to talk with me about regarding the new drug? Thanks for coming. The truth is... Trying to get Eiko to picture what is about to happen would be a waste of time. Unaware of the reason I've called her here, Eiko's expression is anxious. Eiko, I'm so disappointed. I slump my shoulders and murmur, making my voice slump as regretful as I possibly can. Is something the matter? Eiko, I found out. Found out about you. Of course, Eiko is still dumbfounded. I go on the attack instantly, heeding the primordial intuition telling me to go for broke all at once. The lost sample of the new drug. Why did you steal it? What? Steal what? You're the one who took the sample, aren't you? Why? For what reason would I? Why would I take the sample? It seems she doesn't understand what I'm saying. Lost in confusion, Eiko is all at sea. I knew it. Judging by the way you're panicking. You're wrong. I've no idea what you're talking about. And anyway, of course you don't. You didn't steal anything after all. You were looking after the new drug, weren't you? That's why you were able to show it to me, isn't it? That was only one time while the person in charge was away. Are you sure about that? Surely even you are aware of that, Doctor. How would I know? All I did was have a cup of tea and get out of there. I have no idea what you might have done after I left. That might be true, but... Eiko's face changes colors. She defends herself desperately, trying to get me to trust her. It seems she doesn't even have the capacity left over to distrust me. It's such a shame. Believe me. Please, believe me. Look at her defending herself over a crime she never committed. What a fool. You need to learn not to trust people so easily. Never mind, I'll take my time teaching you. That's right, one-on-one. Comprehensively. Believe you? Yes, I mean, I really haven't. That could be difficult. Why? There's no reason for me to do such a... to do such a thing? I cut Eiko off. You absolutely do have a motive, though, don't you? Also, Fujisawa. What? How? Personally, I can sympathize with you, but as a doctor, you know... Unable to get her point across or conclusively prove her innocence, Eiko begins to panic. Would you please explain this motive that you say I have? Unaware of the reason she'd be under suspicion, Eiko has no way to prove her innocence. You do have a motive, don't you, Miss Fujisawa? Or should I call you the heiress of Fujisawa Pharmaceuticals? Eiko's face is a definition of astonishment. Eiko stands dumbfounded, her mouth wide open. Why do you know? I take it it's bad for you if that gets out? No, it isn't, but... Then what are you getting so flustered about? I didn't think anyone, I mean, anyone but the director knew about that. That's just what you thought, isn't it? So, did you hear from the director about... That's beside the point, Eiko. You stole that symbol for your dad's, sorry, your father's game. No, that's... I can't say I blame you. Should Taito Pharmaceuticals beat you to that new drug, your losses would be no joke. I would never! Again, you're lying to me again. It's true. It's really true. Eiko is utterly helpless in her confusion. She's teetering on the precipice. I prepare the final blow. Okay. So what do you call this? I slam my hand into Eiko's locker. I have no idea what you're talking about. Open it and see for yourself. Me? Is there something in there in my locker? Of course there is. Although I'd be more surprised if you knew about it. Sorry, but I took a look inside. No matter how you look at it, all the evidence points to you. Eiko opens her locker just like that. I point to the box inside it. What's that? That medicine inside your locker? Seen it somewhere before? You're not gonna tell me someone else put it in there, are you? It's the new drug, eh? The blood seems to drain almost completely out of Eiko's face. She resembles a waxwork model. Eh? No way! How? I don't know. I don't know anything about this. Eiko continues to ask questions, her face deathly pale. To me, to herself, to anyone who might believe her. Calm down. I'll give you an explanation, but... I don't want anyone to hear what I'm about to say. Okay. Eiko nods. This is difficult for me too, so let's go somewhere safer before we continue, okay? Yes, I understand. Getting Echo to follow me in her confusion is simple. I lead her to the examination room. In the dingy room lined with instruments, Echo's anxiety is bound to be growing by the minute. The cold air only acts to increase the tension. However, Echo doesn't seem to have noticed the meaning of all these ill omens whatsoever. She waits on tenterhooks for my mouth to open. You'd be forgiven for describing Echo as a wretched open-mouthed fish flocking around a human hoping to get fed. Please explain quickly. Stop rushing me. I'll explain everything in a moment, and I'll give you a taste of hell. I guess we should be fine here. Nobody's supposed to come in here at this time of day. Thank you for being so thoughtful. Does this woman still not understand? She really is quite something. There's the person in charge of a drug on the verge of being approved. She's also the daughter of a beaten rival company, which stood to take a loss. And in the locker of such a person, we find the missing sample. What's your point? Is there anyone in the world who wouldn't be suspicious? But I don't know anything about it, honestly. Do you really think anyone would believe that defense? I thought there must be some kind of mistake, but... That's right, it's all a mistake. Judging by that sample in your locker, Echo's body goes noticeably limp. Her upper body sways like a branch in the wind and her knees creak. Does your father know about this? How could he? I didn't do it, so nobody... Sure, I wonder how he'd react. No, I didn't. Even if it was something you did for him as his daughter. Listen, please listen. I beg of you. Beg for what? Let's imagine, just for argument's sake, that you didn't steal it. Argument's sake? Even in that case, the three facts I just pointed out, they won't change. I don't know anything. I honestly didn't know that sample was in my locker. That's not the only problem, Echo. The girl's an idiot. I intended to finish this quickly, but she's making it longer than I thought. Never mind what the truth is. What do you think would have happened if this got out? What would happen? Ha ha ha, is she for real? Superb. At this rate, first of all, Fujisawa Pharmaceuticals would be finished for sure. Why? That's the thing with society, Echo. Trust is very important. I know that, but... In the case of a pharmaceutical company whose work may or may not save lives, that counts double. You work in a hospital, so you understand that much, right? Or is none of that important to a sheltered princess like you? My irritation reaching its peak, I lose any inclination to maintain a polite tone. Who cares? The mask had to slip at some point. It wouldn't just be Fujisawa Pharmaceuticals, it'd be the end of the Fujisawa family too. The Fujisawa family too? Why? I'm sure it's a highly esteemed family, but that'd be all over. The family name, father, mother, but what? If it's my fault, then if I alone take responsibility, then of course it's your fault. What are you blabbering about? the company, your family. If only it weren't for you, they wouldn't have to worry about being crushed or even damaged. No way! What are you going to do? I'm asking what you think you should do. What should I? You want me to tell you? Please! Hook, line, and sinker. I've got a big one. Everything I just told you. Yes? I haven't told anyone else yet. Really? Then, that's right. As long as nobody finds out, no harm done. Not to your family, not to your old man's company, and not to you yourself. Thank goodness. As long as I keep my mouth closed, that is. Doctor Hirasaka! What? Have you got something to ask me? Perhaps you'd like to request something of me? That's right. Go ahead and ask. Get down on your knees and cry as you beg for salvation. Beg me! Me, and only me! Doctor, what's the matter? Do you want me to go to the police, the papers, magazines? Perhaps you want me to confess everything to the director and your father for you? Don't tell anyone. Keep quiet. Is that what you're saying? Why? You want me to throw away my pride as a doctor? Please, how can I? What can I do to earn your silence on this matter? Let me think. How about I tell you a secret of my own? Yes. If that's okay with you, I shall listen. All right, I'll tell you. I'll tell you plenty. First, you have to promise. Yes, of course. Promise not to be shocked no matter what you hear. I won't. Be shocked. Promise not to hold me in contempt after you hear it. Of course I won't. Can you do that for me no matter what I tell you? Yes, I can do it. Can you promise not to refuse me? But of course I won't. I mean, are you sure? Are you really sure? Don't blame me if you're not. You promised after all. You swore to me. Understood. Then last of all, promise to never ever tell anyone under any circumstances. Of course I won't. Really? All right. If I do that, you'll really protect me? Protect my family? Well, it's a promise, isn't it? A one-sided one, but still. Well, I'm hardly going to make a promise that doesn't favor me, am I? Okay, Eiko, would you come here and listen to my secret? With those words, I invite the sheltered little princess who doesn't understand the meaning of the word caution onto the bed. Eiko's been following my every command, but she stops in front of the bed. Sit here and listen. On the
bed?
Eiko hesitantly climbs onto the bed. She bites back her embarrassment all for the sake of something as lacking in substance as a family name. Then, perhaps reassured when nothing happens to her right away, she plops down. That's the way. It's too late for you now. You've got nowhere to run. No way out, except to become my prey. Oh well, you'll soon realize there's nothing else you can do. My secret is... I cling to Eiko's leg as though about to confess my feelings to her. this! Okay, we're going into the H scene now, so I'll only be doing his lines. We want to make sure there's enough room, though. Let's go into the menu real quick, because I don't want to have to super ultra read this shit. There we go. Echo screams as I grab both legs out of nowhere. Without further hesitation, I lift them into the air. The glint of her white panties is blinding, even through her stockings. While Echo is paralyzed by confusion, I grab her uniform and rip it off her. Buttons fly in all directions, and Echo's prodigious chest and the bra supporting it are exposed. You promised you wouldn't be shocked, didn't you? I push Echo's bra aside so it can't interfere with my view of her breasts with their pale nipples. Echo bites back her surprise at finding herself stripped down so immodestly. This is the first of my secrets. I stare at Echo's bare breasts, not bothering to conceal the ragged breathing coming from my nostrils. Those fruits, surely filled with sweet nectar, get squashed and distorted by Echo's bra with her every move, demonstrating their softness. Those are some tasty-looking titties, princess. Echo's terrified gaze bores into me. The way she looks at me is one might look into a strange-smelling beast enrages me. Are you holding me in contempt? I feel my rage build at this sheltered woman who doesn't even know the right moment to scream and cry. My secrets. I reveal my secrets to you, and this is how you repay me? Hurry up and figure it out already. That's right, a secret so explosive I can't say it out loud. I can no longer tell whether she's serious or not. Does she actually believe I'm doing all this to help her protect her family's good name? In a state of disbelief, I bid a brief farewell to Echo's soft-looking breasts. Next, I slowly push her lifted legs apart. The increasing brightness of her panties fills my entire field of vision. Before I know it, my face is closing in on her crotch. I wordlessly grip the hem of Echo's uniform and lift it up. The entirety of Echo's panties covering her sheltered modesty comes into view. Dirty? Why would it be? I find myself drawn in towards Echo's underwear. The youthful smell that pervades my nostrils causes my nether regions to become incredibly aroused. I move the tip of my nose, enjoying the suppleness of her flesh as my fingers dig into it. The faint smell of sweat drifts from the area, stretching from her toes to her thighs. The sweet smell of a preciously raised child. I slowly slide my nose up to the top of Echo's leg. Echo suddenly begins struggling. She tries to knock away my hands as they grip her ankles. What's the matter? Echo doesn't answer, instead pulling her waist back in an attempt to get her groin away from me. Her extreme rejection awakens the beast that lurks inside of me. So, when you said you wouldn't push me away, you were lying. What an idiot. Does she expect people to just back down if she gets upset because she's a girl? The more you try to reject them, the harder some beast will chase you down. Not that it makes any difference to what I'm going to do. The warmth of Echo's skin tickles my face through her expensive underwear. I bury my face deep in the center of her groin and take a deep breath. The tingling smell of Echo's vagina spreads through my nostrils and into my brain. So this is the scent of a sheltered little princess's insides. The gentle scent does indeed suggest a superior upbringing, but I don't fail to notice a slight murkiness mixed in with it. You're going to let me examine you. I ignore Eiko's wide-eyed look of fear and take hold of her stockings. You can rip them or you can roll them. I tense my fingers and roughly rip the stocking apart. Don't get shocked. Their protective layer loss, Eiko's panties clearly give way the presence of something impure. To be more precise, it's the scent of something inside them. I press my nose against Eiko's crotch once more. Ah, now I see. Slide my finger in through the leg of her panties and toward a part of her body covered in fine hairs. There's blackly glistening thin undergrowth and a special substance sticking to her panties hidden inside. I pull them off without hesitation. Before my eyes, Eiko's vagina is swathed in blood. She's on her period. That time of the month, huh? Excellent, it's not every day you get to see something like this. This could be a pretty good experiment. Eiko lifts up her hips, trying to escape. In that moment, a tendril of red emerges as her groin relaxes. The blood oozes out, then flows downward, following the generous line of her behind. Line of her behind, huh? Splotch! The blood drops onto the sheets, dirtying them. Oh dear, what a bad princess you are. Clean that up good and proper, you hear? The tension goes out of Eiko's body as I hold her down to stop her from getting away. She lowers her hips. I sound like a hand slapping the surface of water. Echoes through the examination room. You guys get it. Blood splatters, staining the sheets. A bestial glint shines in my eyes as I view the scene. The sheltered little princess, her vagina covered in menstrual blood, thrusts her hips in a bid to escape my clutches. Don't you run away, not until you've heard all of my secrets. Hey, don't be like that. Listen to my next secret. I push down on Eiko's thighs, whose texture seems to almost suck me in and stopping her from moving, then trace around her vagina with my finger. It's just a vaginal inspection by a gynecologist. Nothing to get worked up about. I'm a doctor. I'll give you a checkup. I carefully scoop up some of the thick, dark red blood onto my finger. Its unique slipperiness feels good on my fingertip. Be ashamed to waste it. I bring my reddened finger toward my own face. How many days in are you? Eiko stops moving and looks away from me. Well, whatever. 23 years old and she can't even talk about her periods. That's the problem with living a sheltered life. Of course, it suits me just fine. Alright, what shall I examine? I wave my finger under the light as if showing it off to Eiko. I'll do a taste test first. As I speak, I put my finger in her mouth. I'm not finished with my examination yet. Be quiet. I push my tongue against my finger. A bitter taste spreads through my mouth. I can detect the pungent taste of Eiko's vagina along with the metallic taste of her blood. This really is delicious. Eiko throws me a glare brimming with hate. I look back into her eyes, my expression cool. I slide my finger in and out of my mouth, never dropping my gaze. Then I suck it, intentionally making a loud slurping sound. Eiko's blood mixes with my sputum as it washes into my stomach. The pungent aroma reaches all the way to my throat. I feel something hard in my groin in response to my own animalistic conduct. Have you been infected with an STI? Eiko stops, shocked, still with her mouth wide open at my outlandishly blunt question. I'm asking you, has anyone ever given you a sexually transmitted infection? Eiko answers in the negative, her expression incredulous. Well, that's no surprise. After all, she's probably a virgin. Why so shocked I'm performing this examination without gloves? Isn't that strange for a gynecologist to check whether you not might be infectious? Yeah, you get it. Shaking, Eiko lowers her gaze, not knowing what she should do. It's clear she's struggling to endure the shame of the treatment she's receiving. In that case, I don't need to worry about doing this. I poke my tongue out of my mouth and lick my finger. She doesn't seem too happy about me enjoying her soiled blood. The little princess begins admonishing me. Hold on a minute. Stop it. You don't know the first thing about doctoring. You don't know the first thing about me. I never thought I'd be getting a lecture on medical ethics from the corrupt daughter of a pharmaceutical company. As Eiko's anger begins to suffice, I fire a warning shot to make sure she doesn't get carried away. Do you remember now, the position you're in? I bring my face close to Eiko's groin as she shivers with shame. I begin tasting Eiko's pussy in silence. The taste and smell of her vagina are piercingly sharp. Swish, splosh. I press my tongue into Eiko's slit, my nose buried in the part of her covered in blood. Eiko's whole body twitches and shudders in both terror and pleasure. The taste and smell are great. I lift up my head. Eiko desperately turns her face away to avoid seeing my bloody face. The redness of her face is proof of the shame that she's feeling. Surely you're used to seeing your own blood. This one's more sheltered than most. Imagine getting so embarrassed over something like this. In some ways, she's as I expected, and others not. Whatever, I guess I'll help myself to her shortly. Got it. I'll answer your plea. You don't mind if it's me. Don't worry. It'll stop hurting right away. Calm down. This is my final secret. With those words, I pull Eiko's undergarments off her legs and throw them onto the floor. I ignore attempts at resistance and strip each item of clothing off her one at a time. Did you forget our promise? I raise my voice angrily as I rip off the last of Eiko's clothes. Eiko's fully naked. Her exposed body seems to emit a dazzling light, and it almost seems to be waiting for me. Well, aren't you beautiful, princess? With those words, I flip Eiko over and thrust my arms onto the bed. On all fours, Eiko shakes, unable to move. The reason the engorged meat pole I'm brandishing before her eyes. Her body goes rigid as fear threatens to overwhelm her. I press the tip of my manhood against her blood-smeared vagina. Eiko squirms in terror of the unknown. Great art here, folks. Just as I'm preparing to penetrate her, Eiko accosts me, her voice teary and despairing. Huh? I'm aware. Of course I have no intention of stopping. I'll give her a memorable first time filled with unending, unspeakable fear, the kind of fear that will make her whole body shudder with anguish and shame simply by recalling it. As the thought runs through my mind, clear liquid quietly begins to lubricate the tip of my penis that I'm pressing against Eiko's opening. I don't think you should. Don't think I should. What? What do you think I'm going to do? I don't know. You don't know. Let me tell you. No, thank you. I'd rather... Oh, excuse me. I pretend not to hear Eiko. Oh, whatever. I'm going to push my erect penis into your blood-soaked menstrual vagina. I give Eiko an unnecessarily detailed explanation. I feel like I'd happily do anything to see Eiko's over-the-top reaction. You are going to mate with me. I'm telling you, you're going to become one with me. Me, who you scorned and hated so much. Aiko was paralyzed by fear. Aha, don't worry. It's not like I want you to have my kid or anything like that. Well, you never know. I don't feel like using contraception after all. Shall I use it? Aha! Don't be like that. Aiko makes a bid to escape, still on all fours. I wrench her waist towards me. Move, and I'll go in, or it'll go in. With no other choice, Aiko relaxes her body. So I told you this was my last secret, right? I can't keep such a... Are you going to break our promise? Don't you care what happens? The company, your family, they'll be finished. That's just a threat. Does it matter? Either way, you're about to have sex with me. Look, doctor, you planned all of this right from the beginning. What a discourteous little princess. Her situation finally having sunk in, Aiko begins shouting in her agitation. Come on, hurry up and let me rape you. I give Aiko a curious look and laugh. I want your body, of course. Don't tell me you hadn't realized. Aiko seems dumbfounded. You should be glad to have someone after you for your body. I know your secrets. It'd hardly be worth it if I don't at least get your body, would it? Cowardly. Such wonderful praise. Aren't you lucky to have a body so erotic that I'd want it? Think about it. What else does a slow girl like you have going for her? Damn. You should be glad I even want you for your body. By now, Aiko is unable to even think straight. Now's my chance. I reach my hands around Aiko's back and grab her breasts. Shut up. I intentionally raise my voice and grip Aiko's breasts harder still. This is why rich people piss me off. She's the kind of woman who would hide the fact she's the heiress of a large company. She needs to be taught a lesson. I told you, didn't I? An exchange of secrets. Don't you get it? I promised from my heart that I'd help you. I went to all that trouble, and yet, why? All I wanted to do was exchange secrets so we could gain each other's trust. I opened my heart to you and said I'd fix things for you. How could you? Laying it on a little thick, sorry guys. You think I'm after money? Sex? How dare you? Of course, if you're offering cash, I won't say no. As for your body, I'll be having plenty of fun with that shortly. What a dumb bitch. No, what is there to misunderstand? I'm tricking you is all, you naive little girl. You should be grateful that I even deigned to fuck a girl like you. I hold Aiko tight as she lies paralyzed by confusion. She's like a beautiful flower that's been lovingly cared for and tended to, but is about to have its petals torn away. I can't hold back any longer. Do you understand now? Then stay still. I don't give her any time to answer, instead penetrating her in one fell swoop. The resistance is great enough that even I feel a strong pain as I insert myself into her. Fresh blood, so different to that which was staining Eiko's vagina up until now, pours out of her. Pain continues to assault my manhood. The tight, unexplored tunnel threatens to tear my penis right off. The pain merely serves to stoke my sadism more. Looks like you're not a virgin anymore. Eiko grips the sheet so hard it looks as though her fingernails could tear off. Blood oozes from her clenched lips, too. The sight of it fuels the fire in my lower body, and it grows hotter by the moment. Does it hurt? Your first taste? Eiko groans in time with my movements. Aren't you lucky? All you have to do is put up with a bit of pain, and your blessed family name is safe. I'm doing 2 frames? I pay no heed as to Eiko as she desperately tries to bear the pain, thrusting my hips aggressively. You act oh so fucking high class! Eiko tries to use her knees to escape from the searing pain, but each time I enter her, she stops moving. Yet more fresh blood flows out of the juncture between us. Eiko's moans are worlds apart from any of her behavior at the hospital. They are the ultimate fodder for my arousal. Eiko murmurs deliciously, not yet able to process what is happening to her. A pushover to the last, eh? I'll devour every part of your body and your soul, every last scrap. I'll stay quiet for you. I won't tell a soul. That should be enough for you, as long as your family and the company are safe. I penetrate Eiko like a madman. Eiko endures trying to protect herself and her family from the calamity my false accusation threatens to thrust them into. She clenches her teeth and takes the pain. Burning pain, unlike anything else in this world. With such a scene before my eyes, my cock swells further still. My muscles contract as I near the point of rupture. I'm gonna come! I announce that the end is near, and Eiko's reactions become even more frantic. I ignore Eiko's frantic, desperate pleading and wedge myself deep inside her again and again and again. The time comes at last. I feel a tingling sensation in my lower body, my muscles clench, my meat pole preparing to explode. Look at yourself as I rape you. I shoot a huge wad of cum deep inside of Eiko. Eiko pants quietly, a look of bewilderment on her face. She's still tight inside, the clamping force so strong it feels as though it's going to rip my penis off, even in its shriveled state. There's no reason to enjoy this pain any longer. I pull out my tired member. It's covered in blood. I enjoy looking at it in that state for a few moments before it begins to shrink rapidly. How could you? Eiko sobs, her shoulders heaving as oddly colored mixture of blood and semen continues to spew out of her vagina. Did you understand my secret? You didn't understand? You don't mind if I brag about having sex with you then? Don't do that! Stop it! Stop it, please! It's a secret. I won't tell anyone. And nor will you, right? You monster! What an honor to receive such high praise from a soiled woman such as yourself. Don't fret. I'll do something about the sample for you. You? What about the company, my family? Eiko begs for reassurance, her body still being assailed by pain. If only there was some easy way. Let's think about it again together, if you don't mind. I leave Eiko still clutching the sheets as she endures the shame and exit the examination room. I got plenty of work done today, but it's getting late. Guess I'll head home. I guess today went reasonably well. Considering I've only just gotten started, it felt pretty good. At this pace, I might achieve my objective sooner than expected. I suppose I'd better get some sleep soon. Same here. But we still got 10 minutes. Week 2, Tuesday. Day breaks. The morning sun filters into my room. I let out a loud yawn, then get up and begin getting ready to head to the hospital. Those cute nurses are waiting for me again today. Made it. I'll go see Narumi first of all. So how are things? Going well? Well? I haven't really. Narumi lets out an exasperated sigh. Oh, no, we're not doing good enough, guys. What are we gonna do with you? You ought to be getting used to this place by now. Put your back into it, please. Yeah, so this game does have bad endings and stuff if you mess up. And, they will tell you if you're not doing a good job. If you're not corrupting the girls properly, they're gonna get onto your ass about it. Right, time for work, I guess. Remember, this game's not but 6 to 8 hours, I think, which is pretty short for one of these games. See ya, Narumi. I wonder what Eiko's been up to. I guess I'll pay her a visit. I find Eiko at work and put my hand on her shoulder from behind. As Eiko spins around and her eyes fill with hatred and fear, she realizes it's me. The doctor! Hi! Just thought I'd check in on you. Don't touch me, please! Eiko backs away, shaking like a leaf. What's that attitude for? What's wrong with having a little chat? Say something. Huh? What? You're a bad person, doctor. You only just realized. If you know I'm a bad person, that makes things easier. If you don't keep a bad person like me happy, you'll find yourself in a difficult situation. Eiko stands rooted to the spot and looks at me with terror-filled eyes. You wouldn't? Well, I'm not saying I'll do anything disadvantageous for you right away. However, it all comes down to how much effort you put in. Anyway, thanks for your continued cooperation. Eiko stares at the floor as I finish speaking and walk away. Okay, time to go. Okay. There are three surgeries scheduled for today. If you're assigned to those, make sure you start preparing early. Also, I passed by the nurse's station and hear Remy giving out orders to the nurses. Well, that's the same as any other day. She seems earnest as usual, her uniform flawless as ever. However, Doctor! The moment our eyes meet, Remy lets out a small cry unbefitting of her attire. I grin at the ugliest grin I can manage. Remy looks for a moment as though she wants to say something, but then she seems to remember her meeting, turning away from me and returning her attention to the nurses. As expected, she's doing a good job keeping it together. I wander aimlessly into the room.
何のご用ですか?
Doctor, do you need something? I'm just, you know.
用もないのに入ってこられては迷惑です。
If you don't need anything, don't come in. As expected, Remy complains under her breath. Come on, do you think you're in any position to complain about me? Well, don't mind me. Carry on. Remy hesitates a little before giving in and continuing her meeting. Okay then, everyone, let's stay focused again today. Be careful not to commit medical malpractice. I add the words in such a way that only Remy can hear them and hear her gasp in response. I'm not done yet. There's more fun still to come. Okay. Let's see what we've got here. Don't think we need to go to the doctor. We'll do one more of these. The doctor, no, stay away. I head down into the courtyard and find Ren tending to her flowers. Aside from the watering can full of water, there's no other sign of anyone's presence in the vicinity. Ren turns her back to me and casts her eyes downward. She seems pretty cute. I check once more to make sure there's nobody else around, then wrap my right arm around Ren's neck, using my left hand to roughly grope her breasts. Doctor, what are you doing? Stop or I'll call someone! Ren rejects me vehemently. Of course she does. It wouldn't be any fun otherwise. Are you sure you want someone to come? Ren's resistance fades. In response, I massage her chest more gently this time. Wouldn't that be a problem for you? I breathe into Ren's ear, gradually moving my hand downward. I trace my fingers along her most delicate area through her uniform. Listen, Ren, you cannot defy me. You coward. Tears pull in Ren's eyes. I let go of her and smile in her direction. Well then, I'm going back to work. I depart, leaving Ren standing there. Is it time already? Jeez, I guess I better get to work. Oh, it's break time. Phew, off I go then. Wow, something's gonna happen with Ren. Alright guys, we don't have time to get on into that right now. We'll get into it maybe in December? Maybe? I don't know. I might do more night shift. It depends. We have a lot of... Let's see. We got quite a few weeks to mess around, so we'll see what happens. But alright, guys! First of all, we're going to reiterate that, yeah, this game is kind of rough. But it's non-con, so it's all part of the whole fetish, you know? So we just want to make that clear that, you know, blackmailing girls and trying to do horrible things to them, you don't do that in real life, right? It's a fiction. Just like you don't be Michael Myers and chop up real people, right? That's pretty awful. You don't do those kinds of things. You don't, you know, blackmail and force yourself on people, and you don't chop them up into pieces. You don't do either of those, right? That's why, you know, these games, you know, they're a fetish. Now, if you've got a consenting partner and you want to do this kind of play, which I would recommend, you know, absolute trust if you're going to do anything like that. I wouldn't want to be with somebody I didn't know who wanted to do anything like this because, again, you are definitely portraying something that that women generally don't want in real life, but, you know, outside of the fetish and the sexual... Consent between couples. Let's say sexual consent between couples, right? When you talk to your partner and you're like, hey, we're going to do this non-con thing. We're going to do this role play. Because obviously if she says, no, stop. And the neighbor's like, hey, what the heck's going on? You know, you got to say, it's cool. We're playing. And she'll have to, you know, say that. But that's the problem because then if somebody hears, you know, they might think it's the real thing. Oh, you're telling her to say that. See, it's really hard to do this kind of role play, but it's very, very popular. So, you know, it's just something that a lot of couples do behind closed doors. It's very popular, always has been. And there's several books on it. Several books on it. So, alright guys, we will see you guys, I guess, next time with... Well, we're gonna put the shoe on the other foot. Instead of giving the girls some hassle, let's give the guys some hassle, right? So, we got Nope Nurses. And another game which I'm not really sure what it's going to be yet, but I've got some ideas, and I'll think of something, and I'll let you guys know tomorrow. Alright guys, so this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more great hentai games on Grimm's Hentai Corner. I am out of here. Have a good night, guys. I'm going to go get some sleep.